It's an incredible night if we really think about it, that we began in darkness and processed into this church and slowly became illumined by the light of Christ, Jesus, the risen Son of God. It's a holy night. It's a night of mystery, a night and yet which, as we listen to God's word, that God again reminds us of how he created all good things and how he empowered them for life, how he desired that even some of the things that didn't go right in God's plan could be transformed, redeemed, and renewed by his Spirit. And we think of how God worked even through people who took a chance with God, like Abraham, the father of faith, or Moses, chosen to be God's helper to help the Israelites be freed from slavery and oppression and brought through this mysterious journey through the sea, discovering the power of not only water that could give life, but water that could be destructive. And again, later on tonight, that we might be renewed by God's life-giving waters that remind us of God's Spirit that not only cleanses us, but again empowers us for eternal life. Yes, it is an amazing night, a night of wonder, a night of joy, a night of anticipation, and especially for our five children who will celebrate baptism and our two adults that will join the faith, that our community grows because of the abundance of God's grace that is overflowing and inviting us to not forget who God created us to be, filled with his goodness and love, called to reveal the gift of Christ, the risen Lord. Now, I know tomorrow morning, the children, it'll be good that you can sleep in tomorrow, but I have one thing for you to think about as well as the adults. Do you ever stop and wonder, as Christians, are we called to be pessimists or optimists? So tomorrow morning, especially for children, to say that if you wake up and find your Easter basket empty, it's not good news. Or if you're an adult and you wake up on Monday morning, you're running late and you get in the garage and you start your car up and you look at the gas gauge and it's on E, it's maybe not good news. But yet we know that as Christians, on this night and tomorrow, if we would come again, and we'll hear the story repeatedly for the next 50 days that Jesus has arisen. And one of the great proofs of that is the goodness of the empty tomb. Once in a while, empty can be good news, because it reminds us that God is not kept to be held imprisoned in a tomb, because that's not part of God's plan. But his plan is to somehow be set free and to somehow reveal new life in ways we cannot imagine until it's time that God chooses to lift us to new life, to guide us with his wisdom, and again to encourage us to live as disciples of Jesus, the risen Lord. If you come back tomorrow, you would hear different readings, and yet they still accent this incredible, optimistic power of God's word that reminds us as Christians we not only need to revel in the mystery, and sometimes we can wonder and have a little bit of doubt, but always know that God empowers us to the goodness of his truth and wants us to grow stronger in belief that God's Son died and came back to life and is living among us. And as we celebrate the sacraments and are renewed by the waters of rebirth, of baptism, let us again know that Christ truly does want us to be new and to live in the newness of his Spirit that brings us grace and joy and hope and the glory of God. Let us rejoice as Easter people and know that even many saints said we are called to be Easter people, which means we not only say amen, but we're willing to joyfully also say alleluia. God's Son lives.